AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Parts of Hawaii are dealing with heavy rain and big waves as a downgraded but still powerful tropical storm Madeline passes by the state. Forecaster Henry Lowe with the Central Pacific Hurricane Center says some residents of Hawaii's Big Island were forced to seek shelter.
Evacuation centers are open across the eastern side of the Big Island, kind of low, moderate turnout at best. People are pretty much hunkered down. A lot of the stores were closed in Hilo Town area.
Madeline is not expected to make landfall on any Hawaiian island. Elsewhere, the National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Hermine in the Gulf of Mexico is about 300 miles from Tampa. A hurricane warning has been issued for the northwest Florida coast. A warning was dropped about a tropical depression that had been moving toward North Carolina. He calls it one of the greatest challenges facing our country today, illegal immigration. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump outlined his ideas in Phoenix, repeating his promise to build a wall between the U.S. and Mexico if elected, and saying government has to change to deal with the problem.
It serves the needs of wealthy donors, political activists, and powerful, powerful politicians.
Trump's speech followed a visit with Mexico's president, who said through an interpreter,
"Your presence here, Mr. Trump, shows a fundamental coincidence. Our countries are very important for each other."
More voters trust Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton to do a better job on health care issues, according to a new poll by the nonpartisan Kaiser Family Foundation. It also found the future of Medicare and overall access and affordability are top health care issues for voters. This is AP Radio News. Entertainment. The AP's Jamie Fryer reports Netflix is renewing a hit summer series.
Stranger Things is set in 1983, with kids investigating the disappearance of a friend in an alternate dimension. Sort of an E.T. meets the Twilight Zone. And throw in a mysterious government installation. Netflix has posted an online teaser for the second season. Creators Ross and Matt Duffer tell Entertainment Weekly most of the characters will be back in season two, along with some new ones. I'm Jamie Fryer.
The first commercial flight in decades between the U.S. and Cuba was operated by JetBlue, and there will be many more. Company CEO Robin Hayes says his airline wants to make those flights much easier.
We want to make travel between the U.S. and Cuba much more affordable than it's ever been.
Eight carriers got the okay from the Transportation Department to operate those routes. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.